Proclamation number 7459 of 19th of November, 1959. Fight with the sword of the mouth. I have promised you my help when you will have to fight with the sword of the mouth. For I have said, do not worry about what you will speak, I will put the words in your mouth. That is, my spirit within you will speak through you when the time comes. And it will come, for you will have to answer for yourselves as soon as you stand up for me, as soon as you fight for me and my kingdom, as soon as you confess my name before all the world. Then you will be called to account and responsibility will be demanded of you, and you will be able to give it without hesitation and without inhibitions, for my spirit will drive you and fill you with strength to openly confess me and my name before all the world. It will not be difficult for you to speak, for I will put the words into your mouth and they will ignite. They will have an effect like a sword which is used in open battle, and these battles of yours will also be victorious, for people will not be able to say anything back to you because you will strike them with the words I let you speak through your spirit. And this will be necessary in the coming battle of faith where the adversary will try to eradicate all faith in me in Jesus Christ, where he will try to portray everything as nonsensical or legendary in order to take away the weak faith of those who would very easily succumb to their speeches if they didn't have you to strengthen them, if they didn't hear you speak and were astonished by the speeches themselves and their effect. And this will strengthen their weak faith when they realize that you beat the opponents with your words and that they are unable to answer you. But the spirit in you must be able to work which gives your speeches the igniting power, which will visibly strengthen you and let you become victors from the battle of words. And only a thought of me is enough that I may support you so that your spirit will stir and help you where you would be too weak on your own. For intellect alone cannot master these opponents. My working through the spirit must be allowed to overcome the opponent. And this spirit from me in you will truly compel you to speak so that you will present yourselves as zealous representatives of my name and cannot be convinced by the opponent that he is in the right. And this shall happen for the sake of the many weak believers who need strong supports to cling to in order to strengthen themselves and offer resistance when the going gets tough. Therefore do not fear the coming battle of faith but trust in my support when you are called to account for your actions, for your work in my vineyard. And I will truly stand by you and put the words in your mouth as I have promised you. For there is still hard work to be done and I need all of you to do it, who want to serve me. I need you. But I also give you the necessary strength and my support so that you will never be at the adversary's mercy without my protection and help but will be able to defeat him in every battle of words which will still be fought for the sake of my kingdom. Amen.